we just talked about this, like B plus work is better than not doing it at all. So I'm not saying to like get crazy critical of your space, like get it out there first. And if your intention is right, I think your space is going to speak for itself.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
And we are.
Thanks for visiting.
And today we're going to talk about, we're going to come back to like the beginning, right? Like, let's say you thought about Airbnb, but you have no idea what's entailed. That's what we're going to talk about today. The first investments.
Yes. The first investments.
Which include what, Annette?
So, time. It's going to take some time to get your place set up, unless you're not like me and you live in like a pristine place that's like show ready and guest ready. Money. And then really just thinking about how much heart you want to put into it and what type of, you know, I'm going to say emotional investment. How much are you going to care about the listing that you're putting on Airbnb or any short-term rental site? So those are the three things. And probably I said them out of order. You probably should think about how much heart you want to put into it right at the beginning, because it's going to decide how much time and money you're going to invest and once you've made that decision. And then also the type of space.
So like, I'm going to say this and I might, you know, I feel like when you're listening to someone sharing content, you listen to them because you like what they have to say, or you don't like what they have to say, but you're interested to see what they have to say. And one thing I'm very passionate about is that the thing that makes Airbnb so cool is the heart that each host puts into their space, right? It's less about being like massive short-term rental, like they all look the same for me, and more about all the cute little ways that a host can share their love of their space and their city. And right, like whether you're in Columbus, Ohio, or you're in some awesome vacation place, like
let's say you're Santa Monica, California, or New York City, there's just different, there's going to be a different vibe. Or internationally, I mean, every place is going to have a different feel. And that's the excitement. That's why visitors want to stay.
I think with
hosted Airbnb. So let's start talking about a little bit when we say the time and the money that's investment that's going to be involved. So Sarah and I are just going to give you our, what happens with us when we decide like our properties that we put up, when we decided we were going to list them on Airbnb, the amount of time that it really takes to make that decision and actually get it listed and then get your first guest staying. So Sarah, do you want to go ahead and start with that?
So it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. What comes first? Like, do you give yourself a budget first and then see what you can get with that budget? Or do you have something, an idea in your head, like, I want to do a space here in New York City that is all about pizza. Like maybe you're doing a themed place. Like, so it just depends like where you're coming from, I think. I think a lot of you are going to be thinking budget first, right? Like, okay, I've got, realistically, if you're doing like a one bedroom, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable investing anything less than $3,000 to start, right? If I'm shopping at IKEA, thrift stores, I'm hiring a photographer because I don't know where this episode's going to land in the podcast, but photography is non-negotiable. I think $3,000 for a one bedroom is probably the lowest amount you could go.
And that's if you're starting with nothing, you know, just kind of depends on, you know, are you starting from scratch? So Sarah and I, all of our listings currently, not exactly from scratch. Like mine, I might have had a couch or like a Keurig coffee maker, a few of those things. So that's one of the things you want to do is round up things that you would be comfortable using in your short-term rental. And, you know, it depends if it's just a room inside your house,
right?
You might already have everything, but it's still taking a look most likely you're going to have to spend a little bit of, you're going to have to make an investment to have it guest ready. Let's face it. I know very few people's primary residence that would be ready for a short-term rental guest today.
Right.
So you are going to have to make a financial investment. So that's the thing that you need to do is go through, catalog either A, things that you currently have that you could use with your,
right,
for your guest, or B, the things that you're going to need,
right,
for your guest to stay. So go back when you're doing your budget, Sarah, like with your time and money, is that something that you set out in the very beginning? Like, hey, I'm going to spend this. Were you strict on that? Like, I know I had a set amount because I have a partner and it was like, that was my budget.
Right.
I could not go over. So I know I do. I purchased quite a few things from IKEA. So I was lucky enough. I could go on and like, you know, make my shopping cart essentially online and see where my numbers were at. Do you stay really strict with your budget every single time? Or
I try to, because as like any business, the more you invest, if there's not going to be a return on that investment, either by way of higher price point or by awesome reviews, mm-hmm, then it's then a waste of money. Now it might take you some time, or hopefully with the help of what we can share on what's worth it and what's not. I know from hosting now since 2013, that a comfortable mattress, mm-hmm, and a great place to cozy up on a couch and chair in the living space, they are, again, non-negotiables.
Yep.
And I also was thinking about this in my head. I'm like, okay, as much as I don't think Airbnbs need to be hotels, what I mean by that is like, if someone takes an entire building of like 20 spaces and makes them all the same thing but puts them on Airbnb, it's just different than if like, you have three listings. Mm-hmm. I will soon have three listings. And I'm not saying that you can't have more than one. And I'm not saying you shouldn't hotelify them, because I think you should. And we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like there's just some things that I'm non-negotiable from. So then I'll take how much that mattress costs that I love to use, which I'm happy to share that link in the show notes. And then the couches that I love to use. And then I work backwards from there.
Yes, I agree. Those are my two big ticket items. I've never bought a mattress or a couch from IKEA. I kind of specialize and go elsewhere for that stuff. So the one thing with the money is the time investment. Mm-hmm. That is somewhere I will say I underestimate that, I think, every time. Mm. Just because I do purchase a lot of things from IKEA. I've done most of all the shopping, you know, I'll actually have to have somebody help me. So I do hire somebody to help me just go and load and unload and sometimes help me build the furniture.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time. But for me, it's always, I start from scratch. Like, you know, one of my places, I didn't even have a fork, a spoon, anything like that. So that takes a lot more time than, you know, if you're just moving, let's say, you know, moving house to house, what people are normally used to.
Yeah.
Those are the type of things that take time that you just don't think about of purchasing all those, getting them back to your space, you know, washing them, placing them. That's the part where I have enlisted help sometimes. And then at other times I've just done it on my own and I merge them both each time. But the time to not only set up your space, but then list it properly. I don't want to be unrealistic in that again, if you want to host and you know, have an amazing space, it is going to take you some time. Can you do it in a weekend? Probably if you like go like all out, but a lot of things, for me, like my couches, I have to order. So
yeah,
that normally takes some time. My mattresses, I have to order. So I have to line up delivery, cable, internet, those type of things. So that time, you know, if you have a full time, I'm not saying you can't do it, but just be realistic in the amount of time that it's going to take. And it is going to, you know, you're going to have to put that time in and schedule things out.
Right.
Especially depending on where you're buying things from.
Another perspective too, my husband and I like to buy properties that need renovations and then they'll become Airbnbs. So like right now we're working on the renovation aspect. We're getting down to the wire. So now is when I'm starting to shop. I have a floor plan, nothing fancy, sketched it out. I know how big my living room is. I know how big my bedroom is, so I can buy the right size rugs. I can buy all the stuff, start storing it, mm-hmm, so that once it's done and ready, okay, I put everything in there. And again, this is like it'll be my fifth technical Airbnb personal. So I already kind of have a system down, which we're hoping we can just share these things with you so you can save on some time and maybe even some money so you don't make mistakes and or do things that we were like, don't do that, it's not worth it type, mm-hmm, thing. For example, I've found that in Columbus, Ohio, I invested in a sleeper sofa. It cost me like an extra $500. And I was like, well, I could charge an extra $15 per guest over two people because I have a one-bedroom apartment. I've just found that It's so inexpensive to stay in my one bedroom compared to a hotel, and it's still profitable for me, and it's still market trends with everyone else in my area, because you don't want to undercut everyone too much, because that's not good.
No,
for,
don't do that.
Don't do that. That's not nice. But I found that people, for people, they don't need to stay in a one bedroom apartment and then pay an extra $15 per person to stay in that pullout sleeper. Although my pullout sleeper has a cool gel foam mattress and it's really comfortable. Oh, nice. There's no bar, but no one's really taking me up on my offer. So I would go ahead and say that it wasn't worth the investment. I've had that open for so long now that I've recouped those funds, but I think I would have been just fine not spending the extra $500, getting a regular couch. If a third person would have tag along and sleep on the couch, I would maybe allow that for an extra fee.
Gotcha.
I don't know. You know what I mean? But like, that's the sort of thing that you just have to think about, because I had this grand idea that I could sleep more people, make more money. That might be the case in certain areas, but for my one bedrooms.
Just as you're talking, I'm thinking like, if I was probably like, I know I've stayed on like, you know, let's say an island or something like that, and I'll be like the third wheel of friends. Like,
sure.
It has made sense. So it is, it's just one of those things of taking your location. Like if you're in a pricier, you know, let's say your Airbnb is in a pricier area where you can charge more and good for you, then that something like that might make sense. But again, it's really, and maybe in the beginning, you just start with something lower and then upgrade. I know I've done
that. That's true.
I've done that on a couple of my properties of like, I'm at the top of my budget. Once I start making some money back, then I can splurge on a couple of other things and see if it makes sense. Right. So, and my spaces, I could technically have more people, like if I wanted to get an air mattress or something like that, but I've just been holding off because I'm doing well without it. So I like the less amount of people that are in my space. I feel like it gives them a better
experience,
and it gives me a better experience as a host, not jamming a ton of people in the space.
Right. So with time and money, I think you need to start on what's most important to you first. Do you have this grand idea about how you want to decorate the space, or like what's going to make your space unique? Or do you have budgetary restrictions for now until you start making money? Mm-hmm. So then you have to work backwards with them. All I'm saying is to be realistic with that starting budget. Because if you just slap old sheets and old ratty towels in your space, people are going to know that, because these days, short-term rentals are super competitive.
Yeah.
I think people are noticing, like, I'm a super host. You see 5 stars, but I see 4.9 because people have left me 4 stars in these little areas. Like, I've gotten dinged for the fact that they didn't know what brand my shampoo was, because I put my shampoo in a pump bottle.
Really?
They wanted to know what brand it was.
That's interesting.
And
I was getting ready to switch, and now I'm second thinking that.
I got dinged. Now, out of how many guests, like, in my entire experience, but I mean, it's something to consider. And all I'm saying is, if people are dinging me for that, they would be so mad if my towels weren't fluffy and clean and comfy, and if my sheets weren't bright white and clean and new. That's what I'm, you know what I mean? So yeah, there's just expectations that people expect these days.
Yeah. And I mean, and honestly, like, why do it if you're not going to give a great experience?
Right.
Because the better reviews you get, the more guests you're going to get, which you're going to see that in your bottom line.
Yeah.
So it might be a slower, you know, ramp up. It's like, I'm just had my best month ever, and I've been doing this for over 2 years. And I know that's just people seeing the amount of my reviews out there and me getting better with my pricing. But I had my best, and I was like, wow, like, it's taken me 2 years to get to that. I mean, actually, I'm in shock of what my month was, but still, like, it's going to take some time, just like anything else, and make it worth it. And honestly, it'll make your life easier if everything that you put in your space is up to par. You're going to spend more money trying to fix things or rig things or try to make things look nice.
It's so funny, because I was just going to say, would you stay there? But so when I first moved to Columbus, we somehow met this real estate investor guy, and he had Airbnbs, and he walked me in. He wanted to know my opinion on them because he was having problems booking them or getting good reviews.
Okay.
And I walked in and I was like, well, your couch looks like it's from like 1970 and not in the cute, like, mid-century modern way. And his towels were like, I didn't know where they were. He was like, oh yeah, you have to go in this closet behind a closed door, and it wasn't near the bathroom. And he's like, I just don't get it. Cause like, I wouldn't care. I'd stay here. And I'm like, okay, so you're not thinking about your ideal client. You're not thinking, it's like, again, this is, although it's Airbnb and it's with heart and it's personal, it's also very much a business, I think, because people are paying for a service, right?
Yeah, you're earning money for people to stay with you. So right. there is an exchange, there is a transaction being made, and there are expectations.
Right.
And so you have to be ready for that.
So if you're a person who, like, your home maybe isn't your castle, or it's not a castle that everyone else walks in and is truly impressed with, maybe for that person, you get the advice of a friend who is kind of home obsessed, mm-hmm. or I don't, you know what I mean? Like, just
absolutely
get more opinions other than your own, because you'll be opening up your home to people who maybe don't think or expect what you expect.
And just do the market research in your area. You'll be able to see what your other hosts in your area, what their places look like. You'll be able to tell right away if you're up to par with that. So you can be the guest on the iPhone or on, you know, or on the computer, knowing like, oh, do I want to stay there? Just kind of, you're going to have to look yourself in the mirror and go, do I stack up against the competition?
Right. Don't get help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, I mean, just, I would really sit down and make a plan, think about how you want to curate your space, how much money you want to spend, and how much of, you know, and it, all the investments of the time, the money, emotional, right. How far you want to take this. It's not normally for someone like, oh, you know, the Super Bowl's in town, I can rent my place for two nights. I mean, right. You could probably do that, yeah. But those are the decisions you have to make. Do I want it to be a business, or is it maybe like, I'll try to make a little, you know,
and if it is the little couple extra bucks, all I'm saying to you then is like, great, I love that for you. Go buy a new pack of sheets, mm-hmm. go buy some new towels. I mean, you'll make, that'll be a drop in the bucket compared to what you can make if you're even taking the time to do this anyway. Because honestly, that's how Airbnb got started. Mm-hmm, there were events absolutely. In town, and he just opened up his couch, and people have started there. I mean, we just talked about this, like B+ work is better than not doing it mm-hmm. at all. So I'm not saying to like get crazy critical of your space, like get it out there first. And if your intention is right, I think your space is going to speak for itself.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
thanks for listening. We're going to have many more episodes going over lots more steps in just getting your place listed than becoming a super host. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.